And this new film, Thrive, may just begin the turnaround that we all know is needed, that we're beginning to see with the Occupy Wall Street movement, with all kinds of weird and crazy things happening on so many levels. This film is just amazing in terms of its ambition, what it takes on, how it connects the dots. It addressed every question that I had. I tend to be skeptical about conspiracy theories. If nothing else, I don't think people are all that smart and cannot keep quiet all that long, so I've been a doubter of those kinds of things. But this film covers everything from what's going on with our global economy, this dark, well-funded effort for global dominance, access to food, access to energy. It's about big agriculture, world trade, water supplies. Mostly it's about our future. But first, they take you on a journey, they being Foster and Kimberly Carter Gamble, co-producers I'm going to introduce in just a second. How did we get here? And it's really easy to follow, although fascinating and horrifying. And then they take us through, you know, a roadmap of how we, you know, begin to wake up and turn things around, because the consequences could not be more serious. The situation could not be more dire on so many fronts, and I'm sure listeners to The Green Front know exactly what I'm talking about. So if an inconvenient truth from Al Gore lifted the veil on climate change reality, this lifts the veil on what is going on globally in terms of where the power is concentrated. Talk about 1%. So without further delay, I want to welcome to The Green Front Foster Gamble and his partner in life and in this film, this amazing film, Kimberly Carter Gamble. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much, Betsy.
Thanks for having us, Betsy. Nice to be here.
Congratulations. This is really quite an epic piece of work. How long did it take you to put Thrive together?
Well, it was a lifetime of research for me, and then 8 years actually working with Kimberly to produce the film.
And the website, because it's really a joint offering of a film and a very comprehensive website. So I think that that's part of what, you know, we really put all of the facts and resources that we use to make the film available for others on the website. So it was really a joint process, and that's partly what took us all that time.
And part of the reason I'm asking about timing is you could not be releasing this at a more perfect moment.
We were delighted with that, because it took a lot longer than we thought, and we kept thinking that we were going to be too late. And, of course, when you stand back and look, the cosmic timing ends up being perfect.
Well, let's start with the cosmos. You say there's things going on having to do with quantums and toruses and geometry and science, and I don't even know where to begin, frankly. I'm just by telling people you have to see this film as soon as you can, and then tell everybody you know about it. And then watch it three times, because it is so dense with information that makes sense when you go along this journey.
Well, thanks. Yeah, you can really jump in anywhere, speaking of the Taurus, and there you will see the Taurus, because it turns out in my research over the decades that the universe has one pattern that sustains itself in a continuous medium. And that may just sound like a very scientific statement, but it turns out to be really critical, given that human beings have got the evolutionary imperative now to find sustainable systems, because for the first time in history, all of life on planet Earth is at risk because of our behavior. Good news is, it turns out that the universe has been working on this for billions of years, and the pattern that sustains itself is called a torus by mathematicians, and it's basically a whirlpool vortex that looks like a donut or a bagel. It's a smooth surface with a hole in the middle. And it's the shape of the energy field around a live seed, or around a cell, or around a human body, or a sun, or a solar system, or a galaxy, and even down at the atomic level. There's building evidence that the electrons, protons, and so forth are simply different size vortices, different size torus whirlpools. So it's a good thing to know that this is what nature does to sustain, because then if we really focus on learning about the torus and how to apply it, we can start creating sustainable systems ourselves.
And you have cracked the code on so many fronts, politically, scientifically, mathematically, and then a lot of it is about, you know, aggregation of power, money, and plain old human greed. And yet it's not, you know, widespread across the globe. We're talking about a tiny handful. It really, you know, makes sense now that we've all been talking about and hearing about the 99% versus 1%.
Well, I would first say that I would encourage people to look more specifically. It's very catchy to say the 1%, but it's actually probably, in our research, probably more like 0.00001% of people who are actually perpetrating an agenda that is damaging billions of lives. I think it's a mistake to just look at, oh, anybody who's in the category of wealthy people is bad and doing something to it. You know, people like Steve Jobs and Oprah would certainly be in the elite in terms of amount of wealth. But what we talk about in our movie is there is a certain money scam. There are certain tricks that got played on human beings by the central bankers for really the last 400 years, but specifically the last 100 years in America, that have basically created a monopoly game where they get to make up money anytime they want, and we don't. And so if you were playing Monopoly with them, you would always end up getting bought out because they can manufacture the money. So I think it's important to focus on the people who are perpetrating this agenda and what the agenda is and how the agenda works, because it's not any particular individual. It's a structure of economics, of finance, that we've been encouraged as a culture to be confused by and to leave it to the experts. Well, you know, how's that going? And it actually turns out when you start looking into it, money is actually quite simple. And the people doing this have been using the complexity to fool us into allowing them to play this game. And it ends up being a vast centralization of wealth and power, and that's what the Occupy movement and so many people across the globe are feeling. They're not sure what it is or who's doing it or how it works, but people are feeling the impacts and beginning to stand up against it.
Absolutely, and thank you for that distinction between the 1% and the fraction of the 1%. Are the masterminds behind these sinister schemes in cahoots? Are they communicating with each other, or is it kind of unspoken? I mean, that's the part that's sort of hard to comprehend.
Well, what I've seen is that the evidence is very strong that there are secret societies. There are closed doors behind which these plans are made. Some of the names of these secret societies are known. It's just what goes on behind the closed doors are not known. So the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Group, groups like that, the Roundtable and the Royal Institute of International Affairs in Europe, these groups are all interlocking, run by the international central bankers. And if you watch their meetings and see who attends and then see what the results are, what comes out in the media, in the military, in the governments and so forth, following those meetings, there are people who've done very diligent work in documenting that. And it seems pretty clear not only that it is incredibly well organized, but that they are in fact succeeding with an agenda that is damaging most of the people on the planet.
And Kimberly, in the film, you really spoke to me when you expressed personal doubt about, you know, these conspiracy theories and how could it be, and then you addressed that and maybe share those thoughts.
Yeah, well, I just think that the whole notion of conspiracy is so marginalized that it really is socially challenging to consider it seriously. And, you know, I think I started kind of like how you just expressed that, well, can people really do that? And for me, what was helpful, first of all, was spending the years of really following it so that I could see the pattern that emerged. And instead of thinking, well, you know, maybe they're just taking advantage of it or maybe it's random, I saw that, you know, statistically it just wasn't possible to be random. But what interests me is that it's the structure, because understanding how the system works actually led me to feel way more hopeful and more empowered. Because, for example, understanding how the money system works, I mean, I think everybody understands that the government is pretty much controlled by a corporatocracy at this stage. And you just watch it play out that way. Who has the power? And it's the corporations. And the way the corporations get to fund their projects is by getting loans from banks. And the way that banks have the money to loan to the corporations is they use their customers' deposits. So, in fact, where we bank and what the banks are doing with the money that we're depositing gives us a huge power to actually defund the problem, for example, with dirty technologies. You know, I used to be part of a group that was working to stop coal and nuclear power, and my ritual was that I would drive across town to my meetings, and I would pull into the conveniently located Bank of America parking lot, deposit my paycheck, go to my meetings. You know, I didn't understand that connection, that the banks are funding the loans to the corporations so that they can do their projects, and I was actually funding, through Bank of America, the same corporations I was then driving across town trying to stop. So that's a kind of conflicted behavior that we have to become aware of because we have the power to stop it. So we can, you know, stop funding the problem and start funding the solution really all in one move. But we have to first understand that it's a system and that it's built up to engage us to fund our own demise.
We have about 15 minutes more, so I want to definitely save time for the solutions, but I'm still fascinated with the, how you crack the code on the problems. It's just it's clear, and you take us down several rabbit holes, but you take us back, and you connect it all, and you talk about UFOs and crop circles, and frankly, those are the kinds of things that usually, you know, are tune-outs for me, but you took me through it in a way that actually made me, for the first time in 50-some-odd years, actually believe that this could be real.
Well, I'm really delighted to hear that.
It's incredible.
Yeah, we set out to make that as grounded as possible. It certainly wasn't where I thought my research was going to take me. And and it's, in the film, we're not just giving, you know, some random opinions. We consulted with the top experts that we could find, including some segments from a collection of over 500 high-level military and government officials who have come forward with their firsthand reports about contact with UFOs. And so we're really trying to ground this as much as possible in clear evidence and then the logic that connects these dots.
And for the purpose of solutions, which is really the whole reason that we get into anything in the movie, is that because we believe that having a clear understanding of what's going on is necessary for us to have a clear understanding of how to get out. And the whole ET UFO phenomenon has profound ramifications for our energy policy. If it didn't, we wouldn't have brought it up just to have, you know, have another difficult thing to try to explain.
Well, and I want to get to that right now because what you talk about is fascinating. And you say, and it's so true, so much of the suffering in the world, especially right now, is about access to energy and clean water. Let's talk about energy. You talk about tapping into a new energy technology. You call it free energy. And you talk about some reasons why we might not be hearing so much about it, even though it could be the solution to so many of our problems.
Well, it's an incredibly exciting topic. We were talking before about the universality of this Taurus pattern, and really the Taurus is showing us how nature creates wholeness. And in the same way that if you leave your food whole, you know, if you have whole seeds and whole grains and so forth, they still have the energy in them. If you have whole and solid currencies, you can have a solid economy. And it turns out that if instead of crashing things together and trying to control the explosion, which is kind of a very old-school macho approach to how to get energy from nature, and it's pretty much the way that we've done it upright through nuclear, and now that's what's got us really at global risk. If you apply that same approach of wholeness to energy access and recognize that this fundamental pattern of the Taurus is the way energy itself moves in the universe, it turns out if you make a technology with the appropriate shape mimicking the Taurus and then get the energy moving in the appropriate materials and then tune it just like you tune your guitar to another musician at certain frequencies, energy starts being released from the universe in a clean and safe way. And so the implications of that obviously are huge. You could have energy available anywhere on the planet and not even have it metered once you buy your device that, you know, it's like buying a TV with an antenna. All of a sudden you get access to the channels. And it turns out that there are inventors truly all over the world. We've had the opportunity to visit some of these laboratories, and many others that we know have visited other laboratories in other countries. There are many inventors who have been tapping this. That's the good news. It already exists. We don't need to be taking other people's oil or polluting the skies and all of that. The bad news is that the Stephen Greer in the film talks about, there's still a $200 piggy bank.
$200 trillion
piggy bank in the ground in terms of oil, gas, and coal reserves. And that's somebody's vested interest. And so those people, for various reasons, for their own profits, but also in terms of control of other human beings' lives, they don't want people to have easy access to abundant energy. So for me specifically, I have visited 6 of these different inventors, and all but one of them have been shut down by our own government or the government in other countries. We've literally been raided, their equipment taken, and they get issued gag orders where they're not even allowed to talk about it publicly under the umbrella, supposedly, of national security. And I would really challenge the premise that having to go to war over oil is better for our national security than having everybody have easy and inexpensive clean access to energy.
Now, this controlling elite, I mean, are they going to die off, or are they breeding, you know, other sinister offspring? I mean, how long do they think this Ponzi scheme, this ultimate planetary Ponzi scheme, can continue?
Well, that's what's so great about having the communication technologies that we do now. Any scheme ultimately, in my study of history, ultimately ends up coming out. Sometimes it takes a long time. But it's really an agenda. As I said before, it's not a particular person, even though there are real individuals doing this. It is an agenda of control based on a financial scheme that then allows these people to take over the various sectors of society. So they've taken over food, and they've taken over education, and they've taken over healthcare. And if you follow the money in any one of what we call the 12 primary sectors of human endeavor, if you follow the money on any of them, it tracks back to these, to a small group of families and a small group of international corporations and banks who are looking to control the entire game. They don't have full control yet. And fortunately, the news is coming out now, because as people are standing up, as symbolized through Occupy, and as they're getting accurate information about what's really going on and some helpful strategies of what we can really do in our daily lives that don't take a lot of time and money, as we spell out in Thrive in our website, I'm really becoming very confident that we can turn this around, and actually in a pretty quick amount of time.
Really? Well, that's the best thing I've heard all day, maybe all week. Before we get to how people can see this fabulous film, I mean, it's almost not even that. It's so much bigger than just a movie. It's a movement, hopefully. I want to just talk about how you just followed the money, and, you know, whether it's a connection to oil, to food, and how, you know, that connects to climate change, which is my personal passion. You know, having, you know, been covering this beat, and it's been lonely at times for 15 years, way ahead of the curve in mainstream media and now on the internet, I hit a green ceiling. I, you know, could not get on syndicated radio with a show that I kind of, you know is important what we're talking about. It's pretty darn compelling. Having interviewed the leaders on the green front for, you know, more than a dozen years, when I've reached, you know, the highest levels of syndicators, Westwood One, Clear Channel, and when I ask them why not one green talk show in this country, they say basically, you know, they won't let you in. Sorry, 95% of all talk radio is conservative, and they've got a party going on, and they're laughing all the way to the bank. I mean, not quite in those words, but when I push, that's basically what I heard from so many corners. I decided, well, the Koch brothers are bigger than me. I may have a passion and chutzpah, and we have a really compelling, fascinating story to tell, but, you know, can't bump up against that. It goes to the media. I can tell you that that's been my personal experience as well.
Yes, indeed.
And then we wonder why, you know, public opinion on climate change is, you know, has been declining while Mother Nature is screaming, you know, that we must attend to this. And I think that's one of the missing pieces. But back to your media opus and your incredible piece of work. I hope you're going to have street screenings at all the Occupy Wall Street sites. And then for everyone else, where can they see this film?
Yes, we will be joining to show those screenings with Occupy, and anyone can go to thrivemovement.com, and you can rent the movie there, and we also have launched with a new technology called Play It Forward, so that you can then gift the movie. So for $5, you can rent the movie in any of 10 languages, And you can play it forward for four. You can access your own email list or blast it out through Facebook or Twitter or any social media forum. And also DVD sales are available through our website. You can get to Amazon that way. So it's thrivemovement.com.
Mm.
And we appreciate the support in having people gain access to this information and then follow up on it. And there's even an opportunity through the website to work with Gaia and Wisdom Universities to get accredited academic credits to pursue the solutions that are set forth in Thrive.
Another interesting time note, you know, we're a month and some change away from 2012, and you talk a little bit about the Mayan calendar. It seems like we're approaching a perfect storm of paradigm shift for the planet, and you're helping expedite this with your work, with your contribution.
Thank you. That's the plan.
The master plan.
I'm not an astrologer at all. I'm not really that familiar with the Mayan calendar, but I certainly feel one of the most dynamic times in human history seems to be happening now, where there's, in a sense, more contraction than ever by the powers that be that are trying to hold on to controlling other people's lives, and at the same time, the most thrilling and vast spiritual and social emergence on this planet that supposedly has ever happened. And now that people are able to connect through shows like this and through movies like ours and through the internet, that's one of the things that just encourages me so much, is that the truth is coming out, even if it's uncomfortable at first, and we're starting to get traction on the solutions that actually can really turn it around.
Well, I just cannot stop waxing enthusiastic, and I have a lot of gratitude, because you've really done the work for us, so much of it. And it's deep and it's wide, and you connect so many dots. I mean, that's an expression I use a lot, but you connect, you know, beyond just what's going on with our environment and our politics and monetarily. It really kind of answers all those questions that those of us who have been feeling something is really amiss, and yet we can't quite put our fingers on how it's all connected. You really did that work for us, so just thank you. I can't thank you enough. And in the final 2 minutes, what's your, you know, grand dream? If all goes well, what will this film do?
After you, Kimberly.
Well, I think for me, it's just what you were talking about, that really we had an opportunity to spend 8 years round the clock doing the research and putting together this in a comprehensive way, that our intention was to save other people time, because there's so much intelligent, I mean, I have tremendous regard for human beings, and I believe that when given an opportunity, people will make the right choices, and that we've made the website there for people to really explore and empower themselves with their information and to engage in what they're most passionate about, because it takes all of us doing what we love and are most inclined to do. So our intention is to have it spread far and wide around the world. Like I said, it comes out in 10, it already came out in 10 languages, and we'll continue to dub it in whatever languages the need is showing for, to just really help empower people in their own movement. So our goal is not to become some big organization, but rather to provide this tool for people to take into the work that they're already doing and inclined to do. And that's my hope.
30 seconds, Foster. Want to give
I want to follow up on what Kimberly was saying about the self-creation. Our observance of nature is that's the way things really work, is you go into the woods and there isn't a boss. We're not looking to centralize power in a movement. We're looking to give people the information and the tools to really self-create their own movement, where each individual and each organization is the center, so that people have what they need to wake up and think critically for themselves, and then to speak up, and then to link up and thrive like we never imagined.
And together we can turn it around. Thank you so much, Kimberly and Foster Gamble. And I'm going to tell everyone I know about this film. It's revolutionary. It's groundbreaking. It's just what we need at this very moment.
Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me for this edition of The Green Front. If you'd like to hear more, go to thegreenfront.com or the Progressive Radio Network. Both of those have our archives. And until next time, have a great green week.